you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report. It's the end of the road for the Lakers in the NBA playoffs as the Denver Nuggets sweep the Western Conference Finals. An attack on an LA Metro train spurs a county supervisor to call for a safety review. And a highly paid studio executive gets heckled by a student crowd as the writer's strike drags on.
Along with everyone. And that includes difficult people.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 23rd. I'm Suzanne Whatley. You're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The Los Angeles Lakers have been eliminated from the NBA playoffs after a fourth consecutive defeat by the Denver Nuggets in the best of seven series. LA lost before a home crowd at Crypto.com Arena last night. The score, 113-111. LeBron James tried to land a buzzer beater at the end of the game, but was thwarted. A Los Angeles County supervisor is calling for a review of security protocols following an attack on the metro system. A woman says she was assaulted by another woman last week on an A-line train car. Supervisor Janice Hahn wants to know why no help arrived when the assault was happening. In her words, our trains need to be safe for our residents. LA Metro's been looking into expanding its own security force beyond the protection that it pays in police contracts. People newly released from prison are 40 times more likely to die of opioid overdoses than the general public. Reporter Stephanie O'Neill with KFF Health News has more on what the research shows.
California is gathering data to determine if a program providing people departing prison with kits containing the overdose reversal drug Narcan, known generically as naloxone, is saving lives. A 2019 study of a naloxone distribution program at the San Francisco County Jail found nearly one-third of incarcerated people who were released from jail with a drug kit and the training to use it, reporting they'd reversed an overdose. State officials say they'll also look at whether the program is helping to address health inequities, as people on parole typically locate to lower-income areas where overdose death rates are disproportionately high. Right now, federal grants and legal settlements with opioid vendors fund most of the kits, with the state paying for some. Governor Gavin Newsom is looking to boost supply and cut costs by having California produce its own naloxone. I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
A long-awaited deal has been reached by California, Arizona, and Nevada to significantly cut their water use from the Colorado River over the next 3 years. This new plan would conserve an additional 3 million acre-feet of water from the vital source of water for 40 million people. Cities, irrigation districts, and Native American tribes in the three states will receive federal funding in exchange for temporarily using less water, but officials aren't saying how much funding individual users will get. The Writers Guild is into its fourth week on strike, and the job action is making waves across the country. LAist arts and entertainment reporter John Horn says a highly paid studio executive felt the sting.
Well, we know the Writers Guild strike is the talk of the town in Los Angeles. It's also news in Boston. Here is David Zaslav, the CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery, attempting to deliver a commencement address at Boston University on Sunday.
You want to be successful. You're going to have to figure out how to get along with everyone. And that includes difficult people.
The students frequently interrupted his speech, yelling, "Pay your writers, we don't want you here," and "Shut up, Zaslav." Warner Brothers Discovery is a key member of the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which is bargaining against the writers. Screenwriters have said their earnings are plummeted. Zaslav, on the other hand, has taken home about $260 million over the past 2 years. For LAist 89.3, I'm John Horn.
Coming up, what's the sound of music without those menacing swastikas?
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. A group of sixth graders in Fullerton is performing The Sound of Music this week, but some key aspects of that play are being left out. LAist Orange County reporter Jill Rep-Logal has that story.
The Sound of Music is the fictionalized version of the real-life von Trapp family as the Nazis prepare to take over Austria. But some parents at Rolling Hills Elementary were concerned about their young children being exposed to Nazi symbolism. The Fullerton District asked for changes to the play, which has upset another group of parents.
I'm very concerned that we're now watering down the facts of history.
Susan Cordova's sixth grade daughter is in the play. Cordova doesn't like that students now have to get permission from their parents to see it.
I'm concerned that parents can opt their children out of learning the truth.
Cordova is Jewish, as are some of the parents who initially raised concerns about the play. At the least, Cordova wants more transparency in the future about district decisions on controversial topics. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jill Rep-Logal.
Nearly two dozen Cambodian-American graduates have taken part in a cultural degree ceremony at Cal State Long Beach. LAist higher education reporter Adolfo Guzman-Lopez says the genocide that brought graduates' families to the U.S. gives the milestone more meaning.
The ceremony sounded like most others, but keynote speaker Satara Lim reminded graduates they're here because of attempts to murder educated Cambodians in the 1970s and 80s.
And just as your family possessed the resilience to survive the Khmer Rouge, know that same resilience is flowing in your blood.
He spoke to engineering, art history, and social work graduates, among others. Cal State Long Beach professor Lekana Nu hopes the graduates will change how their community's viewed.
We want to prove to the world that Cambodians are more than just victims of the Khmer Rouge.
The Long Beach area has the largest concentration of Cambodians in the United States. For LAist 89.3, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
The marine layer will keep skies hazy this afternoon. You can expect high temperatures in the 60s at the beaches, 70s farther inland, low 80s in the valleys and the IE. And in the Coachella Valley, plenty of sunshine, high temperatures from 99 to 103. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. The AM edition is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.